Blog Talk Radio.
Megan, are you on the line? Oh my goodness, Megan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am so sorry. I was sitting here. I haven't used Blog Talk Radio in a while, so I was sitting here trying to figure out where you were and how to join you. So I figured it out, so that's good news.
That is good.
Sorry to keep you waiting like in suspense like that. That must have been stressful.
That's okay.
Okay.
Not a problem.
So we are not going to start until you're ready, but so I wanted to give you a minute to kind of settle in and so you know kind of how this is going to go.
Okay.
I'm planning to do like a little intro, so I'll say hello and welcome to the story series. I'm going to talk about I'm going to share a little bit about what you're going to talk about and your work with the Teen Alliance Council and before we jump into questions. So do you have any questions for me, or like, how are you feeling about this? Okay?
I'm okay. I've never done this before. Will it just go straight through? Do we ever stop, or do you ever edit this, or is it just whatever happens, happens?
Yes. We have a very skilled staff person who edits the audio for us when we're done. So she can, if there's any time you need to pause or stop and go back, you know, it's totally fine. I'll probably, have some natural pauses so that, you know, it makes editing easier. But if you stumble or if there's anything that you want to take out later, we can definitely do that. And then you'll have the option. What I'll want you to do is listen to it when we have the final version and approve it so that, you know, that you're happy with it and that we're all good to go.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, there's plenty of room for errors and things.
We went on our local talk show once, and I still haven't watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. I don't want to see it.
No,
I promise.
Common.
I will listen
it's okay.
to this.
No, and you don't have to. If you'd rather not, you can trust us.
No,
we'll
I will listen to it.
Okay. But anyway, I just wanted to say, Megan, it's really nice to, like, meet you over the phone because I know we've been exchanging emails for some time now through Rebecca and, you know what I mean, kind of through Rebecca kind of talking to each other, and I've been learning about you, and I know Rebecca thinks you're amazing. So I know she's a good judge of character. She what?
Oh, I appreciate her. She seems to volunteer me a lot, but I do appreciate her confidence.
Oh, does she?
And confidence in me and then this program. And I've been working with her for a long time, so I have nothing but the utmost respect for Rebecca in return.
I know. She's great. You're really lucky to work with her, and she's the same for you. I think that the fact that she recommends you so much means that she knows that you're the one who's got the expertise. So that's good. Okay. So this should be pretty quick. We're trying to keep it down to like 15 minutes. If it's shorter than that, that's fine too. We do have until 3:30 to chat. So, you know, we can use that time if we need to, but it should be pretty quick. Before you know it, we'll be done.
All right,
if any stories like pop in your mind or things you want to say about different like youth that you've been working with, like feel free. I mean, you know, the whole thing is we want people to know that like these kinds of projects are doable, that, you know, that they can engage youth in their communities, and, you know, like we want people to kind of leave with a sense of feeling empowered about it and learning from your experience, you know?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Okay.
I am ready.
So I'll begin. Let me take a sip of my water. Okay. Hello, Megan. Welcome to NRCDV Radio's Delta Focus Story Series. We are so happy to have you with us today to share some of your experiences with engaging youth in intimate partner violence prevention in your community. Specifically, we'd like to learn more about your work with the Teen Alliance Council, which engages youth in knowledge and leadership building activities to become prevention ambassadors within their own spheres of influence. So, Megan, I'd like to begin by just asking if you could tell me a little bit about the history of the Teen Alliance Council and how it's sort of evolved over time.
Absolutely. We started our first Teen Alliance Council in 2013, which I cannot believe when I double-checked my date that's how long it's been. We were at the time very excited because we had 9 students from 3 schools. We have 8 school districts in our community, and we wanted to get a – am I going too fast?
No, this is great.
Okay. We wanted to get a youth voice – can I start over on that one? I went too fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
No, you're doing great.
All right, I'm going to start over.
Okay.
I have to tell myself to slow down. Okay. thank you for having me. We began our Teen Alliance Council back in 2013, and at the time we were very excited because we had 9 students from 3 of our 8 school districts here in Warren County. It was brought up many times in our adult coalition meetings that we were planning programming for our youth, but we did not have a youth voice in that planning process. And we decided to take that on as one of our up-and-coming missions for our agency. In 2015, we expanded our mission of teen dating violence, sexual assault prevention to include the substance abuse arena. We partnered with our local coalition in 2015. And we're very excited that in 2019, we are up to 27 students and have 7 of our 8 local school districts represented.
Wow, that's amazing. No, congratulations on that. And it's great to see that you've had this longevity with the project. It really speaks to its sustainability. So can you tell me, Megan, what along the way, what has surprised you kind of about how the Teen Alliance Council has evolved or, you know, related to your project? What have the surprises been?
I think the first big surprise for us was that it wasn't necessarily going to go as planned. We have evolved and shifted and changed things pretty much every year. I know as adults we tend to like things to be the same, and we think that our programming should be pretty consistent. And the youth like to shake things up every year. And we have to be flexible and go with it. It's okay to fail, and one of the things that I have struggled with that I've gotten better at is using that failure, or what I thought was a failure, to process with the kids to get them to recognize that not everything's going to work out the first time you try it. What did we do good? What could we do better? So that was, I think, probably the one of the first surprises for me as an adult facilitator, was how often this was going to evolve. And I think the second biggest surprise for me was we thought about the youth at the time we were working with them and how they were going to educate themselves and how they were going to then spread that message amongst their peers. But what we didn't think about was how they were going to grow up into adults and use that knowledge in their professional careers. And since we've been doing this so long, since 2013, we are now watching this, our first group of TAC students, as adults. We have one student who I was her reference into the police academy, and she is now a certified State of Ohio police officer, and she's doing amazing work as a first-year female police officer. And I think of the impact of her responding to a domestic violence call and how she will handle things differently than someone who hasn't gone through our program. We have an RA up in Michigan State whose dorm just won the most inclusive and supportive dorm on campus, and that's some of her work. So it's just really neat to see how we've impacted these youth during high school, but then how they are becoming the new leaders in some of the work that we're doing.
Yeah, no, that's really amazing. And you're right. A lot of times we, you know, think about youth engagement work as you know, what's happening with youth currently, and not thinking about sort of the ripple effect or the impact that it's going to have for these youth as they grow and develop their whole lives long, and what an investment it is, you know, a project like this in, you know, just in the future of our movement and the future of our work together. That's amazing. So,
and the connection we still have with these youth.
Yeah. And
I still get emails. I get text
be.
Messages. We're on social media. They still email me for advice. So I think that is also a bonus, that connection to a caring adult that has continued as they've grown.
Yes. Okay, great. Yeah, and how that sort of, you know, is a factor in promoting resilience, and how that is, you know, growing a community, growing a healthy community. That's
absolutely.
Very cool. Thank you. That's very cool. I love it. So what about then, and this may be connected to kind of what you just talked about, but what about the Teen Alliance Council makes you feel the most proud?
I think probably the biggest thing for me is that the youth have a voice in our county, and that it's not just a token voice. They're not just being asked, you know, what font do you like on this poster, or, you know, what type of pizza should we serve at the youth summit? They're actually really being valued in the community for their opinions, for their voice of what's working and what should we as programmers be doing in our communities to make it better for youth. They're actually getting to share their information. We had a retreat for the Substance Abuse Coalition, and we invited our TAC students to come and to share what they thought was the issues around substance abuse in our community. And they sat at the table right along with adults from the mental health field, with suicide prevention field, and all of these different areas. And they had a voice, so it was pretty neat to see.
That's awesome. That's really building. That's your intention there, and what's happening, and the impact I'm hearing from you is you're building an intergenerational movement, which is, I think, you know, something we strive for, something we want, something we see the richness in and the value in, and that's sort of what you're building in your community there.
Absolutely, and it's neat to see where they're the same and where they're different too. That's been an interesting thing for me to view as I'm working with both sides of the adult part of our coalition and the youth part.
Okay. So meaning, yeah, the youth voice is not a single voice, right? There's great diversity in youth voices the same way there's great diversity in adult voices. And so
Absolutely.
Having youth representation means more than having just one voice at the table. Yeah. Interesting. That's cool. So, okay, so let's talk about kind of what key resources or tools or partnerships have really been critical or really instrumental in the success of the Teen Alliance Council.
I think where our group, I think we were doing well on our own as a mm-hmm. coalition, but I think in 2015, when we broadened our subject to include substance abuse, became mm-hmm. Partners with the Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, when we started seeking additional funding from our mental health board, I think that's really where our program took off because we were all seeking the same youth, and it's really hard, as most people who are working with youth know, to get them involved and engaged. And so anything we can do to make that easier on them and by having so many topics covered by this one coalition, by our youth coalition, I think that was essential. We have so many resources now, so if we need something that our grant doesn't cover, we can put it out to both of our coalitions, and usually within a day we have a response and somebody's willing to help. And our adults are invested in it. We have a youth summit once a year, and we have 60 to 100 kids come to this one-day event, and we will have 20 to 30 adults there giving their day as well. So I think that partnership with other coalitions in our community has really helped keep us growing and keep us moving in the direction that we want to go into, because there's a lot of things that these kids want to say, and just giving them a voice in all these topics I think has been very helpful.
Yeah, I love what you're saying in terms of kind of integrating, you know, these different issues that impact youth and that youth care about and that they want to have a voice in, because I you know, as we've learned from connecting the dots, right, all different kinds of violence they're interconnected, and so are the risk factors and so are the protective factors, and that we've so traditionally had this siloed approach to addressing the various different issues that impact youth. So what I'm hearing is that, you know, you've really taken this integrated approach, and that by bringing in partners and bringing in related topics, you know, all in the same space, it's making a difference, and that, you know, youth are able to kind of impact change along a variety of subjects and key issues that are relevant to them.
We have absolutely. Connecting the dots is on my, hanging right next to my desk. It is my favorite document that I've ever had come down from CDC. It's so impactful, and it really gives us the ability to reach out to partners we wouldn't have normally reached out to, and connect and show them that by working on this issue, we're also helping to affect your issue. And so we don't need to be in our offices just working on one individual topic. We can work together, and it's actually influenced us as adults. Warren County has started a collective impact movement and group, so we are actually kind of taking it from the youth and moving in that direction as adults ourselves. So
that's awesome. I love that collective impact that you're making there in your community. Thank you so much, Megan. I so appreciate you spending this time with me and, you know, sharing with all of us your experience doing this work. And is there anything else that you would like to share before we end?
I think the last thing I probably would want to share is that it's really making a difference in the lives of these teens. And it's also helping them in college. So we kind of use the lure of it looks good on a college resume, but that really paid off this year. We had three teens from our council get full rides to their college, and they were specifically told that the Teen Alliance Council work that they did set them apart. So it's definitely helping them personally and in their future goals. So we're very proud of that.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. The work that you're doing is clearly making an impact, and I'm so grateful that you're sharing this with us today, Megan. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you. And yeah, if anybody wants to learn more about the work that you're doing there in Ohio, is it okay if they reach out to you, or what's the best way to get, for them to get
Absolutely.
In touch?
Absolutely. My email
Great.
Is mcrouch
okay.
at vfcwc.org.
Wonderful. Thank you, Megan.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so we're all done. We're all done.
Okay.
How was that? You feel okay about it?
Oh, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad till I hear it back.
Yeah. You did awesome. You were great. Like, I love the stuff that you chose to talk about. I love the stories you chose to share. You made some really valuable points about kind of what was, just how to engage in this work and kind of what surprised you and the direction that you're going in and the impact that it's had. You were fabulous.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thanks so much, and hopefully
it.
You'll – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just let me know when it's out and ready for me to review, and I will do so and get back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Megan. You've been so responsive
Thank
and
you.
So helpful along the way. I really appreciate your patience with us as we continue to, like,
oh,
throw things at you.
Like I said, I've
All
learned
right.
from these kids, you just have to adapt.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. All right. Well, thanks,
All right.
Megan.
Have a
Enjoy
good day.
The rest of your afternoon. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.